Welcome to Cartoonist Kayfabe. My name is Jim Rugg.
I'm Ed Piskor.
Today we're going to continue our coverage on Image X Month, but first, plugs.
Patreon.com/EdPiskorsWorm, serializing my Red Room comic strips. Issue 1 is up there right now. We're in the middle of serializing issue number 2 at New Strips every Tuesday. $3 gets you the archive, and it is for the early adopter because it'll see a print edition in the year 2021, Jim, just a couple months from now.
That would work better on Image X'd Out Month.
One more thing, man, before the holidays are upon us, the X-Men Grand Design Omnibus, it's sold out, so it needs to be reprinted. And whatever's in stores right now is all that's available, so I wanted to give a little push to that. Whenever it gets reprinted, we'll do the proper video, because you know, I want people to be able to actually buy the thing. Worth it for this back matter alone, man.
The complete script.
Ed doesn't separate words and pictures from writing his comics, and nor should you.
Yeah, that is an incredible amount of bonus material, man. Really, really strong stuff there. So
yeah, so
very cool.
Shouts to everybody who bought it, and if you had your eyes on it, man, get it before...
And if your store is great, you may still be able to track one down in person somewhere.
Yep.
I'm going to give a plug to Street Angel Deadliest Girl Alive. This is my Image comic, tying into Image X Month. And this is the collection of all the full-color Street Angel comics that I produced for Image, plus a couple of bonus issues in here. Get this wherever comics are sold. It is still in print. And 240 full-color pages for only $20. Perfect for anyone in your life, including you.
Jimmy, what book you pulling?
All right, let's go to Savage Dragon number 13.
Nice.
Savage Dragon was my favorite comic at this time. I was reading every issue and loving it, and my reading was interrupted to have Jim Lee come on board. So let's see how he does.
Jim Lee and the luckiest man in Image Comics, Brandon Choi.
Yeah, Scott Williams, not in the credit here on the cover. Bennett instead. Nice cover. Like the cover quite a bit. I feel like that's a pretty badass looking dragon.
Love the tactical gear, man.
Yeah.
And it's like he studied how these guys like use the flashlights in those kind of precarious positions. The anchor thing is very much worth noting. You can start flipping. It's very much worth noting because it really sells you on like what Scott Williams really brings to the table when you see some goofballs
and his
stuff.
Couple of pages by Scott Williams, and we'll try to keep that in mind, but you can see it's inking by a group, and they're labeled finishes. This is the last book that Jim Lee does before going on hiatus, so it's possible that it's a little bit more in the finisher's hands to kind of put their stamp on this. But what stood out to me, we've looked at Jim Lee works recently. What stood out to me is how much is packed in. You know, it feels like as you become a little more, I don't know if it's confident or mature or something, you find ways to do this more eloquently. And so this is still in that stage, and maybe that's what he's doing on his hiatus, you know, stepping back and thinking about the mechanics of making comics, that we're going to see a different Jim Lee as he continues to progress. But this is just so full. It's almost like the camera's pulled back a little bit further than he would do in the future. And the first story here, what we see, this first scene, Grifter from Wildcats. Jim Lee brings his guy along. This is like whenever a head coach switches teams.
Another
brings some of his favorite players and staff along with him. But they're in a Chicago restaurant where Dragon is based. And there's like an arms deal going down between some criminals there. Dragon's surveying the thing. You know, they've got microphones. They're watching it from the van. Grifter is on the ground inside. And when the shooting starts... everybody gets involved.
Yeah. Nice money shot there, man, but you almost couldn't tell with the color that they put on there.
Yeah, this is early days of the digital coloring that's going on, and there are a lot of these like dark, you know, kind of dark, I don't know if it's printing or what. I have this theory that a lot of the darker printed comics are dark because you're looking at it on a screen and signing off, and it's just much brighter if it's backlit than it is on paper. And so I wonder if that's part of what we're seeing. Why some of these colors are so dark.
The other thing too, like when they started putting the original like color on computer on comics, if you get even a 5% K, which is the black value, that means that black dots have to be added to your color, and that's what you get here. Like there's black value in this, there's black value in that, and it just grays out your color.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Alex, the supporting character from Dragon, is shot in the process of this the shootout here. These are kind of our two big bad guys who are trying to orchestrate this arms deal to establish Demon Seed, a new character, to put him in charge of the Chicago underworld and then the world.
So Jimmy, like, we don't have to bury the lead. Like, Eric Larson did another issue 13.
He did.
And was it the same plot points here of, like, the Demon Seed thing, or was it just completely different?
It's very different, and it actually, the replacement, he does do another 13.
Right.
Which is so strange as a reader, but it ties in a little bit to his Wildcat story, which Dragon makes a cameo in, and like you can see on the cover, Mighty Man, so that's an Eric Larson character too. So there's a little bit of a tie-in there. And, you know, Larson made no bones about, he wanted to do over 100 issues of Savage Dragon, write and draw it, comparing it to the Fantastic Four Kirby Stan Lee stuff. And so this was awkward for him. And he writes about that in the back of his Wildcats issue. He was the last Image founder to be brought into X-Month. Like, those guys were all just kind of spitballing and had come up with this idea before he was told about it. Jim Lee's Dragon is hit and miss with me. That's not the way the Finn works. Right. Everybody would get the Finn wrong for the first couple of years of Savage Dragon. I think they've all worked it out now.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, go to the front cover. Not bad.
Yeah, pretty good. And who knows? Maybe Larson had a little more input, or Jim Lee, I don't know, you know, was looking at something to... Right. But it is a good Finn. But it's hit and miss throughout. So I'm lukewarm on the Dragon by Jim Lee. Also, like, Dragon is this cartoony kind of, like, way too big of a character. But that's him. That's the character. It doesn't look right. Jim Lee draws stuff anatomically pretty close. And so we need a little more exaggeration in Dragon's size. Greg Capullo did a really good one in Spawn when he crossed over.
Yeah, he did.
Very cartoonish. So there's your Demon Seed guy. There are these arms guys that are trying to orchestrate this deal. And there's some bullshit with this. And the bullshit is they're trying to get advanced weapons from the Ukraine. This dude, I believe, is part of, like, one of the alien races in Wildcats. You want advanced weapons, man. Bring them in from the alien advanced technology, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Jim Lee comics, or it's like canon films, you know? Like, whenever there's these cliche drug busts that we've seen in, like, every canon film, you know, that had Chuck Norris in it or something like that, man. You come for the drawing, but when it gets down to the story, forget about it.
And the knock that I have on this one, too, is this is a grifter story.
It
Dragon
is.
Dragon just guest appears. I was going to count panels and then lost interest in that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that Grifter's in more stuff than the Dragon, more panel appearances. And it turns out Grifter is working with her. They're undercover international operations agents. There you go.
I thought you were a Wildcat.
Yeah, really. Grifter recognized the one guy who was, you know, those two dudes that are trying to sell the drugs. Well, he's also working, like, undercover, and they have, you know, anytime you have a mysterious character, of course they've met before. This is Max Profit, by the way.
I'll take your word for that.
Not to be confused with John Profit from Extreme Studios. They're not brothers. They spell it differently. And FYI,
there's that moon.
Full Moon Fever, man. X-Month happens on the night of the full moon.
Dig.
Get your pinups. Not my favorite, but I love that they would do the pinups in the centerfolds.
Yeah, the pinups are almost always, like, they were cool to look at, but they always were off. Like, I as a kid, I would get certainly offended at how off some of these pinups would be. It's like, man, Jim Lee's the only guy who could draw Grifter.
Yeah, really. And it just feels, like I said, pretty busy. I think some of this could be chalked up to your different finishers. I'm not sure who this is, but clearly not Scott Williams doing the inking on this one.
Yeah, for sure. The book is kind of fun for trying to see, like, how, like, the Wildstorm, you know, inkers would do their version. Like, this is probably an Alex Garner piece.
You know what's funny, man? I sure hope it's not the... There are Scott Williams pages in here, so I hope... I think there's 17 and 18, which maybe...
That might be.
Yeah, I don't know. I should have probably flagged that one, too. But nevertheless, the big deal is going down. They've kidnapped the IO agent. And so everybody is going to the docks, because that's where these kind of deals happen.
Right, exactly.
I know that from canon film. I've seen enough canon films to know that's where you're trading your weapons.
They own stock in wooden crates, those guys.
And Max Profit, he's been exposed. So Grifter's old buddy gets shot there.
Oh, yeah, speaking of wooden crates, they're a couple.
Gotta have those. Dragon's there, Grifter's there, and now they're teamed up. There's not a lot of storytelling in terms of how they bond. How do you get this guy who was handcuffed to the hospital bed and now he's free and you've given him some kind of laser guns to use?
Shouts to John Pham.
I love it. But there's your money shot. This is what you want out of a Jim Lee comic. Who knows? Maybe this is the Scott Williams pages. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's like, man, if I want to sell these things, man, I need to have the A-lister.
This is where you see the fin not working right, because it doesn't come out that way.
Oh, yeah, that's too much.
It tapers down into the back of the neck there. And so the bad guys, they escape out, you know, despite all of the shoot-em-ups that's going on. The guy who was selling the guns, he has them all on this ship, and they're supposed to rendezvous somewhere. So off he goes, and it's like, damn it, they got away. What's it take to catch these guys? Well, this is your high-tech weapon. It's a smart missile launcher, a smart weapon. That's really neat, because I think that's random, right? Like, people weren't talking about smart technology in 1994, right?
There were homing missiles and stuff.
Yeah, but do they call them smart weapons?
Oh, what do I know?
It seems pretty neat, but he shoots the smart missile.
I'm sure Brandon Choi wasn't an innovator.
And this is that bad storytelling. I guess that's the boat, because they kind of tell us nice shot. But you don't see the boat really anywhere. It just take the word for it.
And it's like, you only see the dragon in the eyesight. You see it aimed at his face.
It does look like he's about to shoot dragon right in the side of the head.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it. Not my favorite Dragon comic, but part of Image X Month. You know, like, what's nice here is it's one and done.
Yeah.
I don't know the last Jim Lee comic that I read that was like that, so it's kind of cool to see a complete story in there. And like I said, I think Jim Lee was on his way to a little hiatus, one foot out the door maybe, so not too bad. It's fun to see that old digital coloring. And then you get the classic Fanatics Savage Dragon letter column. This thing, if you were a reader, was you know, a big piece of what you were getting. It was usually at least four pages and Larson answering all kinds of questions and talking shop and sometimes talking trash, and you know, weighs in a little bit on his thoughts on this issue, and he's a little uneasy with it because he does have this goal to do you know, over 100 uninterrupted issues, and now what? Is he starting back at one?
K-favors, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel, hit the bell. We'll notify you when the next vids are available. Octobriana is in stores. Plain Jane's is in stores. The Street Angel Image collection is in stores right now.
That's a hell of a Christmas pile right there.
Patreon.com/EdPiscor. Serialized in Red Room. Issue 1's up there now. $3 gets you the archive in the X-Men Grand Design Omnibus. It is sold out at the distributor level, man. So the stuff that's in stores right now is all that's going to be there before Christmas. So get it while it's hot. What else, Jimmy?
Subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter to keep up with everything that's going on. It'll make sure you don't miss anything that we're doing or any videos that we're posting. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe merchandise and t-shirts at the links below this video. Newsletter links below this video as well. And I just noticed this, Ed. Jim Lee is signing off right here and saying bye.